Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington, where each week we have a chance to talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And we're really pleased to have with us this morning our good friend, Talisha Kopic from Downtown Bloomington, Inc. Hey, Talisha, how's it going?
Hi, Denise. Great. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, yeah. No, so maybe you could give us a little bit of a sense. It's been kind of a different year. Maybe do like a little summary for us or kind of tell us where we are, what's been going on.
Sure. Well, of course, as you know, year before last, COVID hit and everyone was in shock and trying to, you know, see how they can get through this. And, you know, the community pulled together. Health department did phenomenal work of getting messages out on different protocols and then on the vaccines. And so, you know, what we saw with our downtown businesses is, and especially this past year, they needed to, you know, look at their core revenue streams and, you know, support for their employees. And so many of those businesses, you know, pivoted to do to different things. You know, our retailers, you know, started the online shops and some Facebook Live, and, you know, our restaurants, obviously, with the outdoor dining and the parklets so that people could eat outside safely. But, you know, different industries were affected different ways. And, you know, the entertainment and services, you know, that require those one-on-one interactions were really hit hard. And so, and even our offices, you know, weren't coming into downtown. And so then this past year, it's all started to kind of open up a little bit. And, you know, what we see that, you know, people will be excited, they want to kind of get out, and then they'll pull back a little bit and say, well, maybe I wasn't ready for that yet. So it's definitely been a gradual reopening of downtown. And then we were so thankful that IU came back for fall classes. And but that, you know, also meant our population went from 40,000 people to, you know, 85,000 people you know, over a two-week period of time. And so then we've moved into, you know, needing to find workers and suppliers and, you know, all the supply chain issues that are going on now. I mean, it's not unusual for you to open your package of what you ordered for the week and some of that not be in there. And so then you have to kind of pivot kind of on the fly. So people have switched their hours a little bit. They have switched their menus a little bit and some of their services. But, you know, events as well and our attractions are starting to open up. And so they're doing so slowly. You know, those costs for doing an event now is a little bit higher. Been working with the Canopy of Lights, which will be coming up next weekend, probably a 30% increase in price. We're also seeing, you know, volunteers and people who would come out and help, you know, are a little more hesitant. And so with events and attractions, you know, they're all starting to open up now. And, you know, we're seeing people, you know, with indoor activities, wear the mask and still try to socially distance if they can. Outdoor activities, masks aren't required, but we're definitely seeing people still wear them if they're outside. So, you know, entertainers and performers are cautious about, you know, the types of areas they put themselves in, of course, and have different type of restrictions and rules. So it's just all of this has affected different people in different ways, but I think you know, we're grateful Monroe County, we've been able to keep the numbers down, we're able to, you know, start to open our businesses, start to have the public come out, so that has pretty much kind of saved our downtown, I think, with, you know, a lot of community support for shopping at small businesses and shopping local. I think all our businesses want to say thank you so much to our local community. That really made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There were some loan and grant programs that were helpful, and that made a difference. So those are the types of things that are allowing us to get back open and try to get some kind of normalcy of our downtown. And we've had some new businesses starting to open, primarily restaurants. But that's a good sign also that that we're able to like start filling some of the empty spaces.
Have you found that, you know, you were talking about the online shopping and Facebook Live and then the outdoor dining. Have you found that a lot of the downtown businesses are continuing to do some of those things? Were those things that were successful that customers have enjoyed, or just were they interim measures?
Well, I definitely think the online shopping is going to be invaluable to strengthen our downtown retail going forward. They saw great success with that. The parklets and the outdoor dining on Kirkwood ended October 31st because mm-hmm. of the weather. And so there's some legislation going to the city council where they'll discuss parameters for 2022. And how that might look a little differently, you know, by permits and a little more formal process than what we did in the past, when it was just like we need to get open and people need to, you know, be able to save their businesses. So so that'll be discussed in December. So yeah, I think everybody learned a lot through this. And, you know, taking care of your employees is very important. Trying to compete in the labor pool is very important. That, you know, we had a lot of people drop out of the workforce, just completely drop out, and some baby boomers retired early. And some of the college students that normally staff a lot of our downtown stores really have not been coming in and applying. So, you know, getting everyone through that mindset important to rebuilding our downtown.
Are you finding, you had mentioned, you know, IU students coming back, and of course that putting some new energy into downtown, are uh-huh. businesses finding that that's helping with staffing, having the students back, or do you think they're still having shortages with having employees?
Well, I think that was kind of the big surprise, that, you know, normally you would just have students walking in and applying and not really have to put, you know, a lot of energy into it. There was a big labor pool. We're not seeing that so far this year. So hopefully mm-hmm. next year, whenever things are a little bit normal, maybe that'll be the case. But they're, you know, still being pretty hesitant about that. And so you know, same with volunteers, just being extra, say, cautious and with activities that they get involved with. But I think it's just a matter of time of working through it so we can get back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you talked too about some of the supply chain issues that, you know, mm-hmm. stores are having, and of course we keep hearing about that nationally in the news. And mm-hmm. Are you seeing though a lot of our shops, you know, work more with local artists or local vendors? Are you seeing that are they stocked better than maybe some national shops would be because of the fact that they work with a lot of local people, or what are you seeing with that?
Yeah, to an extent, I think. You know, then some of our local handmade folks are having trouble getting some of their supplies to make things. Just finished up a very successful weekend with the handmade market that's coordinated by Gather. They were at the mm-hmm. convention center and had a really strong turnout, and what a great way to over 200 artists. It was, you know, really feeling the love there with supporting local. And but, you know, other things are, you know, tortillas. There's a tortilla shortage, right? Or napkin shortage or a straw, plastic glove. You know, and it just, it takes longer to get things. So I think the message for the holidays is, you know, do your shopping early and allow plenty of time for, you know, being able to get that gift that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, you know, starting in July, a lot of our retailers were saying they're seeing some supply issues. And so it's just a kind of an interesting, you know, kind of way of the world these days. But what a great opportunity to support local artists. You know, Gallery Walk is a great way to get out and see, you know, different artists in the community. Gallerywalk.com gives you a whole list of places that are available in Bloomington. And those folks live here, you know, and help support our not-for-profits. And so that's an important part of our culture as well. And then, but the, you know, with the, you know, there were a lot of improvements made in the downtown over the last couple of years with the Centennial Bond. So the 4th Street parking garage is open again now with 500 parking spaces. So everybody's super excited about that. And it's only 50 cents an hour to park there if you're a customer. There were improvements done to some of the alleys, to the Trade District parking garage opened, the 7 Line, which is the bike path from Beeline Trail to IU campus, is open now. So you help put some of that bicycle traffic on that street and pedestrian traffic. And then, so those are pretty significant physical improvements that, you know, can be pretty disruptive. So doing it during a pandemic was helpful to be able to get them finished a little quicker. And then, you know, big special events coming up the weekend of November 26th, 27th is the Canopy of Lights. And so we'll light the downtown lights at 7 o'clock that night on the 26th. Santa helps, the Windfall Dancers.
Santa will be back for Canopy of Lights?
Yeah, so Canopy of Lights, Santa will help light the lights all around the square and the canopy. And he's going to have some help with some dancing elves by Windfall Dancers and the Bloomington Brass Band and some music and carolers. And so I think we thought it was very important to keep this tradition alive this year and that people really look forward to it. It's going to be much shorter. So the actual ceremony starts at 6:45 with lights coming on right at 7 o'clock. So we want people to kind of put it on their calendars if they want to be there to have the lights come on. It's at 7 o'clock. And there's music beforehand. But also on that night, the History Center has an open house. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra has beautiful music with conductor Alejandro Guillem. And they have a, you know, wonderful Christmas holiday music playing.
So that's a very nice mix of family-friendly events, having the mix of the Canopy and the History Center open house, and then, of course, the Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, it really is a little bit of something for everybody. And we have costume characters wandering the street. The little kids love that, hot chocolate and kettle corn. So, you know, it's just a tradition in the downtown. And then, of course, Saturday is Small Business Saturday, so it's a great opportunity to get out and support your local favorite small business or discover a new one. And then the holiday market at Showers is that weekend as well.
That's a really great, nice mix of things, though, in between having the holiday market and then it gives people a chance, like you said, for Small Business Saturday to go explore. And again, a lot of times these little shops have a lot of interesting, unique gifts. So people have an opportunity to come get something like that without waiting for something to get delivered.
Yes, right. And there's that sense of camaraderie and support of the local community. And it makes it an experience, you know, much more pleasant. You know, downtown is very calm and you can go and you can stroll and you can look at things and, you know, find surprises of, you know, things that you maybe didn't even know you were looking for.
That's right. So again, in summary, on Friday, November 26th, Canopy of Lights lighting ceremony on the south side of the square. as Talisha said, be there early. It's 6:45, the ceremonies and fun will start, and 7 o'clock, Santa will turn on the lights. And then, of course, there's the open house at the History Center from 5 to 8, and then enjoy shopping and hot chocolate and kettle corn and lots of fun festivities. So thank you very much. This has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.